Well, you know, paint is really a remarkable material. It's cheap, anyone can use it, and it completely transforms whatever it is you're applying it to. But what if you can't get the darn stuff to stick?
Well, there are definitely some notoriously difficult surfaces to paint, but it can be done with the right approach. Here to give us the tips and tricks for success is This Old House host, Kevin O'Connor. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Great to be back.
So let's start with one that a lot of people are probably wondering about, vinyl siding. If I want to give my vinyl siding a new look, how do I get the paint to adhere to it?
That's a good question. So vinyl is the most used siding in the country, and people love it. It's known for its low maintenance. It can look pretty good, but it is prone to fading, so it does make sense that people want to sort of freshen it up and give it a new look. It's been traditionally hard to paint vinyl siding because it expands and contracts so much. It's a thin material, heats up, cools down. Expansion and contraction is always a problem when you're painting surfaces. So you definitely want to start with a latex paint that's going to be flexible so it can move with the vinyl as it expands and contracts. And you also want to check with the manufacturer because some companies will void the warranty if you go and you paint their siding.
Now, are there any pointers on color? Because, you know, it does expand and contract so much. Do you want to make sure that it doesn't absorb too much heat with a dark color? Or?
That's a good point. Dark colors will absorb more heat, so avoid them if you can. But really, the number one trick is to try to pick a color that is similar or, to your point, a little lighter than the original color. You don't want to have to do too much to hide the color underneath, and you want to sort of just bring up and refresh that paint.
Let's talk about another common home improvement product that sits around a lot and gets pretty nasty looking. Plastic lawn furniture, right? Those chairs sit out there. They get beat by the sun. Some people don't take them in the winter. They get covered with mildew and algae. Is that a surface that we can freshen up with paint?
Yeah, I mean, it is. And you would start the same way with this as you would with a vinyl siding, which is you want to make sure that you clean it thoroughly and then you let it dry thoroughly as well. And when it comes to the lawn furniture, spray paint is probably the best way to go. Spray paint technology has come a long way. They've got some really good formulas that will actually bond to plastic. So start with that. And then in terms of technique, you know, think about holding the can 6 to 8 inches from the surface. Use a sweeping side-to-side motion and think about a little bit of overlap between your passes. And also think about using multiple coats.
Now, what about a cast iron tub? You know, so many people, tubs get really worn out. You get rust spots or some, you know, just situations in the tub that just don't look good. Can you refinish them?
Yeah, we have refinished on the last three projects, I would say. We have taken old, beautiful clawfoot tubs, cast iron tubs, and we have refinished them to great effect. However, this is one situation where I would not recommend that a homeowner do it themselves. The process of doing this properly includes a lot of really nasty chemicals so that you can strip away a lot of the surface and etch it. And then the new paints that you put on, you need spray boost, great ventilation, lots of protective gear. Better off left to the pros.
Good advice. Kevin O'Connor, the host of TV's This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
My pleasure to be here. Great to see you guys.
You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.